Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James Daubney. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Thanks very much to Leon. Just couldn't cut Uriah Heep Salisbury. I mean, that's a classic, isn't it? So had to let that one play through. So I'll give you an extra 3 minutes at the end for any of you that feel shortchanged and missing your full dose of Story of Rock and Roll Radio Show. Plenty coming up tonight. So stay with me till 2 a.m. If you're not going to work tomorrow morning, you've got no excuse. But we'll kick it off with what could be a theme song. Mr. Midnight, Jackhammer.
The kind of fool I am. Too late for tears to cry. Look at me, here I am, all alone. We're missing midnight. Paradise, we all get fooled once or twice, but I never get fooled again. Stay right with my best friend, Mr. Midnight. How about that?
Mr. Midnight, you and I. Midnight, here we are.
unmistakable sound of Iron Maiden. I remember watching that on Pop Shop in about 1984. Geez, that song was fast when it came out. That's off the Power Slave album. Adrian Smith and Dave Murray on guitars. And yeah, what a band, Iron Maiden. And then starting off with, yeah, it could be a theme song from the Story of Rock and Roll radio show, a track called Mr. Midnight by Jack Hammer. That's off the Highway 13 album. Jonathan Martin and, of course, Pete Boerter himself on guitars. Great track to kick off the show, that's for sure. So I hope you guys are awake. Let me know if you are. The WhatsApp line's open, 084-822-0938. It's always interesting to know what people are doing. Well, we would have been at Judas Priest tomorrow night if things hadn't changed, and I'm still a bit grumpy about that, but yeah, in celebration of what would have been, here they are, the Mighty Priest.
Hello, welcome, the priest is back! Is everybody ready for some Judas Priest-style heavy metal? Are you ready? Are you ready? Is everybody ready? Let's go!
Yeah. Rockfest, only on Mix 93.8.
Skid Row, of course, with Youth Gone Wild. That's off the debut album, which was a smash hit for Skid Row. Before that, The Mighty Judas Priest, which I'm extremely upset that I won't be seeing tomorrow night, but let me get over it. And that was a track called Devil's Child. That was off the Battle Cry album, which is a live album recorded at Wacken a couple of years ago, and it's an absolutely fantastic live album. Very good. If you haven't got any Judas Priest, which if you listen to this show, I can't believe it, you wouldn't have any, but for some of you know who's never heard Judas Priest, that's an excellent album to start with. And for a 67-year-old, Rob Halford's still got the voice, eh? What a guy. Okay, just Benny in New Zealand, just he remembers listening to Aces High on Pop Shop as well. Benny, I think it would either have been Ian Warren or Alex J presenting in those days. So, yeah, Pop Shop, it was quite a show. For those of you who were around in, at the time, you'll remember Pop Shop. It got a lot of us into rock and roll. Cool. I know a priest actually in New Zealand. I think they were there last weekend. So, yeah, Benny, I'm glad you're listening. Cool. This is the show where we're not shy to feature great guitarists. So when it's one thing to play an electric guitar well, but when you hear a nylon string acoustic like this, then you know that, yeah, not everybody can do this. Thank you.
Look at me now, breathe. It's unbelievable. just to get my hair clean. Over and above, just the way to move is gonna take forever, especially when it comes to you.
Look at me now, look at me now,
I can't.
Look at me now, look at me now,
breathe.
Look at me now, look at me now,
I can't.
Look at me now, look at me now,
breathe.
It's unbelievable the way you move right through my world. It's inconceivable that someone like you could be mine. Still, you know, the first thing about me. Still, you know, the worst thing about me is you.
South African's very own Cutting Jade out of Pretoria. Great band. That's a track called Look At Me Now, and that was off the Between Two Lives CD. It was like a double set they put out probably 10 years ago now. But great, great songwriters, Cutting Jade. I believe they are still playing. I haven't checked them for a while, but great stuff. And then before that, of course, Van Halen. So the first track, Spanish Fly, is the nylon string solo that Eddie does, and then it goes into DOA on the album. So you kind of can't separate those two. It's a little bit like Eruption going into Running With The Devil. But Van Halen 2 was a fantastic album, and just listening to it now in the studio where the sound is really, really good, it's amazing the production on that album. And there's no doubt about it, if when Van Halen came out, they came out and they made a hell of a smash. Great band. Cool. This is a little bit more mellow than the way we've started, but it's all rock and roll. That's Kid Rock with a track called Rock On. And yeah, it kind of brings the show to a, it brings it down a little bit, which is something I wanted to do because I know Leon mentioned it and he played a track as well, the sad passing of Bernie Torme on the weekend. And I think a lot of the guys on the Rockfest have probably said something similar, but the whole thing with Bernie Torme is that he wasn't a household name and he wasn't one of those guys who kind of made it. I mean, it was only really guitar fanatic who kind of knew that he was in Gillan and all the bands that he played in. So it's sad in that he was such a talented guitarist and played with so many different people. And, you know, when Bowie goes or Tom Petty goes, everybody knows who they are and everything. But a guy like Bernie Torme just kind of passes by. And I know people who actually knew Bernie, and they reckon he's just a fantastic guy. So I'm going to play a track off an album by a band called Desperado, which is Dee Snider on vocals and Bernie on guitar. They had an album out called Ace, which is quite hard to get hold of. But I'll play a track off that. And then I'll go into one of Bernie's solo songs called Good Man Down, which is now it's sort of autobiographical, but he was a great guitarist. So just enjoy 10 minutes of Bernie Torme. Here he is.
Why? tomorrow. Still feel the same. Pack up my suitcase. Say goodbye to this game. Bright lights and the good times. I guess I forgot to remember to cry.
Rest in peace, Bernie Torme. That's the man himself who passed away on the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. And yeah, it's sad, as I say. But what a guitarist! You could hear the energy going through that that track there that he recorded in 2014 on one of his solo albums called Flowers and Dirt. And then before that, with Dee Snider in a band called Desperado, released in 2006, and that was a track called what's it called? There's No Angels Here is what it's called. Right, so that was the sort of eulogy for Bernie Torme, and we got plenty more coming up tonight. It's always fun following Leon Economides. I don't know what it is. He sets the studio up differently somehow. The speakers are like glowing red hot. So I'm definitely going to capitalize on the way that Leon sets up a studio. Cool. Here's Dio. You're tuned to Mix 93.8 FM. And yeah, with you till 2 a.m. It's the Story of Rock and Roll Radio Show.
legendary music on Mix 93.8.
That's the sound of Thin Lizzy. And we kicked that off with Dio off the Holy Diver album, a track called Don't Talk to Strangers. And then, that Bad Reputation album from Thin Lizzy with the Opium Trail. And unfortunately, Phil Lynott kind of followed the Opium Trail a bit too close himself, which is led to his demise. And the last four songs have all been by people who've passed. So I think we better play something from some guys who are still alive and kicking. But I do want to go back in time, as we do with the story of rock and roll, and hit a little bit of acoustic stuff. So this track I'm going to play you comes from about 1968, and then is followed up by a guy that's very, very special to South Africans all over the world, for not because he's a South African, but just because of the time he was around. Anyway, check these two out. Mm-hmm.
can hear the soft breathing of the girl that I love as she lies here beside me, asleep with the night. And a hair in a fine mist floats on my pillow, reflecting the glow of the winter moonlight. But I've got to creep down the alleyway, fly down the highway. Before they come to catch me, I'll be gone somewhere they can't find me. Oh baby, you don't know what I've done. I've committed a crime, I've broken the law. While you were here sleeping and just dreaming of me, I held up and robbed a liquor store. But I've got to creep down the alleyway, fly down the highway. Before they come to catch me, I'll be gone. Can't find me. Oh, my life seems unreal. My crime, an illusion, a scene badly written in which I must play. And though it puts me all tight to leave you, I know it's not right to leave you. The morning is just a few hours away, but I've got to creep down the alleyway, fly down the highway. Before they come to catch me, I'll be gone somewhere they can't find me.
But thanks for your time, then you can thank me for mine. And after that said, forget it. Don't be a name, there's no one to blame, no reason why you should stay here and lie to me. Don't say anymore, just walk out the door, I'll get along fine, you'll see. But thanks for your time, then you can thank me for mine. And down to that said, forget it. If there was a word but magic's absurd, I'd make one dream come true. It didn't work out, but don't ever doubt how I felt about you. But thanks for your time, then you can thank me for mine. Down to that set, forget it.
Well, it's not quite that time where we thank each other for the for our time yet. Still an hour to go of the Story of Rock and Roll radio show. That was, of course, Rodriguez, and thanks to the Searching for Sugar Man DVDs that were put out a couple of years ago. Pretty much everybody knows who Rodriguez is now, but certainly in the 70s when that album Cold Fact came out, it was really a South African and an Australian thing. We were kind of the only guys who knew who he was. Great album, Cold Fact. And then before that, Simon and Garfunkel released in about 1968, I think, the Sounds of Silence album, and that track was one of the only sort of up-tempo tracks on that album. It was called Somewhere They Can't Find Me. But yeah, they had a great, they had a big influence on everybody, Simon and Garfunkel. Amazing musicians, amazing voices, and a lot going on in that song. It actually sounds like the Stray Cat strut on that bass line if you listen carefully. So we are going to pick up the pace a little bit here, and we're going to rock on through the night. And to do that, here's a band called Icon with a track of the same name.
And how many times have I prayed that I will get lost along the way? Dream with the feathers of angels stuck beneath your head. The regulator swinging pendulum.
You're tuned to Mix 93.8 FM, and this is a Story of Rock and Roll radio show. Okay, that was three in a row there. So that was Seether that we just heard off the Karma and Effect album from 2005, and a track called Given. And then before that, we had Clutch off the Blast Tyrant album, which is definitely my favorite Clutch album, and a track called The Regulator. And then we started it off with a band called Icon. And Icon were one of Rafe Levine's favorites back in the day of the Rock and Horror Radio, Rock and Horror Show, whatever Rafe used to call it. But used to listen to that sort of back in the early 80s. And he used to play stuff like Icon. And that was a track called Rock On Through the Night, which is exactly what we're doing here. And if you are part of Rocking On Through the Night, then drop me a message on the WhatsApp line to let me know that you're out there and what you're doing. It's always good to know. I know we've got a lot of people listening in Australia and New Zealand, and it seems like a bit of a ghost town tonight in South Africa. I guess it's the public holiday, but I'm not going to work tomorrow, so I'll be making noise for another 40 minutes or so. Let's just take two songs about the States, and then we'll go and check out some punk. But here's two songs about America.
We'll be right back.
Fest, only on Mix 93.8.
Perspectives of America, one from the boys and one from the girls. That was Hailstorm, Lizzie Hale's band, and a track called American Boys. That's off the Strange Case of album, which is a great Hailstorm album. In fact, Hailstorm are doing great things, so if you don't know the band, check them out. Lizzie Hale is one of the best female vocalists in a long, long, long time. And then before that, we had Night Ranger off the Midnight Madness album with a track called You Can Still Rock in America. Two really good guitarists in that band, Brad Gillis and Jeff Watson. Brad Gillis was the guy who stepped in for Bernie Torme, who was the guy who stepped in for Randy Rhoads after that tragic plane crash. So, the whole show's connected tonight with various little connection points, let's call it that. Cool. Let's check out some punk and a couple of two-minute songs, and then we'll check out some Led Zeppelin and some ZZ Top and some Great White. Still got a lot of stuff to play you guys, and I've only got 30 minutes to do it in. Here's the jam.
It's funny how you never knew what my name was. Our only contact was a form for the election.
These days are fine, that's why I don't listen. These days are fine, that we're out of touch. These days are fine, the time too busy. So why the attention? Now you want my assistance. What's with you?
Spartan. Come out to the hills with the little boy soldiers. I'm up on the hills playing little boy soldiers. I'll sing you a lullaby, a tale, a tale. How goodness prevails. We rule the world. We killed and robbed the fucking lot, but we don't feel bad. It was dumb belief, the flag of democracy.
Our two punk rock tracks for the night. That was a band called The Professionals, and the track was called Good Man Down. That Professionals is Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols. It was him and Steve Jones. It was their band after the Pistols disbanded. And Steve Jones isn't on this new album. I think it was done it was last year or the year before. Very, very good album called What in the World. So that's a good bit of old school punk done literally in the last couple of years. And then before that, The Jam off the Setting Suns album, and a track called Little Boy Soldiers, and it's Paul Weller being very biting and sarcastic as he always is when it comes to political issues like war. Right, time for Led Zeppelin. Here's the Gallows Pole.
See my friends coming, riding many a mile. Friends, you get some silver, you get a little gold. What did you bring me, my dear friends? Keep me from the gallows pole. What did you bring me? Keep me from the gallows pole. Silver, I couldn't get no gold. You know the way to death row from the gallows pole. Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. Buddy, give me some silver. You get a little gold. I want this to free me, my brother. Keep me from the gallows pole.
Fest, only on Mix 93.8.
Okay, blasting through this stuff because we're running out of time here. So we started off with Led Zeppelin and a track called Gallows Pole. That was off the Led Zepp 3 album, which was the one that they wrote most of the songs in the sort of forests in Wales. And very acoustic flavor to that Led Zeppelin 3 album. Wonderful album. And then followed that up with a band called Badlands, and the track was called High Wire. Badlands is the band with Jakey Lee from Ozzy Osbourne's band when he left Ozzy and given up playing guitar, and then he got pulled into Badlands by a guy called Ray Gillen, who was an awesome vocalist. And that track, as I say, was called High Wire. And that Badlands album, I've pretty much played the whole album by now over the last couple of months on the Story of Rock and Roll radio show. It is an absolutely excellent album. Going to check out some Miles Kennedy, and then we make some time for Roger Waters to tell us what God wants.
and brings me lies beyond. Before the last refrain, before the moment's gone. Never fun. Oh, oh, the dark is laying waste to everything you are. Oh, oh, I know you're terrified in the wreckage of the storm. Oh, let the melody inside, let its boundless coil unwind and make you
band called Demon, and the track was called Don't Break the Circle. That's off an album called The Unexpected Guest, which was released in about 1982. And Demon were, they're part of the new age, the new wave of British heavy metal, along with Praying Mantis and Iron Maiden and Def Leppard and Saxon and all those bands. But most of them kind of made it, and Demon didn't, which was a bit sad, because that album, The Unexpected Guest, is a phenomenal piece of metal, and good to hear it. I think it was, it's been remastered, but check it out if you like that. It's a good band. And before that, Roger Waters, off the Amused to Death album, which is Roger Waters being Roger Waters. He doesn't have much good stuff to say about anything, but you got to love him. He's written some really, really good tracks, and that was called What God Wants, Part 2. It's that time of evening where I got to say goodbye, which is... never my best, and I'll play out with a song called I Don't Want to Go Home. But just to say thanks for listening, and I've got an early show next week, so if you are around at between 6 and 9, mainly 7 tonight, I'm standing in for Simon Cretney and his Greatest Show on Earth, and so the show kind of gets going at 7, but I've got to... There's the build aid at 6 to 7, so I'll be standing in for that and then doing Simon's show straight from 7 till 9. So check that out if you can. Have a look at the Story of Rock and Roll Facebook page, because that's got all the show times, and also storyofrockandroll.com website. I'll start putting podcasts up of these shows in the near future. And then... yeah, that's pretty much it for this week. If you're on leave and not going to work tomorrow, enjoy it. And if you are going to work tomorrow, then you're probably not listening to me now. So, yeah, that's cool. All right, thanks for listening, guys. See you next week. And playing out with a track called I Don't Want to Go Home. 'cause I